So we have to discuss also Chukas and also Balak. We didn't discuss last week. It's actually Makasha. Bemis, the two parashas of Chukas and Balak are very Miskasha, very Makusha together. So we'll start with Parashas Chukas. Last week's parasha, we'll see how Parashas Chukas and Parashas Balak are one real Nakuda. Bemis, you have to understand that the whole Sefer Bamidbar. The whole Sefer Bamidbar, as Bamidbar begins, speaking out the Maila of Klal Yisrael. Like the first Rashi, first Rashi in Bamidbar, counting Klal Yisrael. Teichi basan lafan of moino isim kol shah. This is a chiba. A love, the Rebbein Shalom has the Klal Yisrael. It's a schoolistic love. How do you know it's a schoolistic love? It's nothing to do with Maaseinu and how we do mitzvahs. When does Hashem count us? Because Yotzu b'Mitzrayim Manon. When we went out of Mitzrayim, Mem Tes Shari Tuma. Because Shenoflu b'Egel Manon. After the Chet Egel Manon, Leida Minin Leida Hanesorim. Obviously, you have to understand that to know the how many are left. The Rebbein Shalom needs us to count to know how many are left. Redoch. When they saw him when counting off, he was to show the chibos amonim, to show a chibah that Rabban Shalom has to us, which is a school he's to get chibah. There's a hezbet to the chibah after the chet ha'egel. Rabban Shalom still loves us. There's still a hezbet to them. There was a greater treachery than the chet ha'egel, and Rabban Shalom still loves us. The chibos amonim, Yatz Mitzrayim, Mem Tashari Tuma. All the Ketrugim in the world, Halalu, 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 Oiv Devay Dezara, all the Halalus, and the Rebbein Shalom loves us. It's a school is the Kazakh. It's that school is the Kazakh, which is Nagea to Yadua, that Yom Tov is where we come out. Yom Tov is where the Gemara says, in the end of Chagiga there, Ruchi Baschem, the Fnei Amokim, which showed us how the Lechem Aponim, or in the end of Chagiga, the Lechem Aponim was Slahot. From one Ruchi Baschem, the Fnei Amokim, the other Gemara, that they took the Oren out. I took the Oren out and they saw the Kruvim Urubim Zevazeh. It's a school is the Gazach. So we'll see later. That's Be'etzim the Chok of Paraduma. It's a Soda Chok that you can't explain. Although we'll get to that. But the Klal Yisrael's relationship, Rabban Shalom's relationship with Klal Yisrael is Nizgal and Sefer Bamidbar. And that's how Sefer Bamidbar begins. It's a school is the Gazach. It's a Zach Mitoy Chibos and Monim. It's Yis Mitzrayim, Egel. And that's the whole sort of Su'u elevate Klal Yisrael. Pashas Nosoi is Roish. Baloischo, we learned, we discussed already, is the Neshomas of Klal Yisrael, the Neiros, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Odom, Apostle and Tehillim. And the Menorah is Aaron Abad Loikav, lit the Menorah. He was lighting the Yiddish and Neshomas, showing the beauty of the Yiddish and Neshomas, as we've discussed many times before. All these are parashiyas that show the Skulis Tikka Chibo that Klal Yisrael has, and therefore the Skulis Tikka Koyach Bemis that Klal Yisrael has. And therefore, Shlach Lecha and Koyrach are two parashas which are Ki'ilu Zel Umazeh, what you do with this Chiba, what we do with this Koyach that we know that we have a special Chiba that Rabban Shalom has to us. Shlach Lecha is where they were scared. They went in, they were scared of the Goyim, they were scared of the Groskite of the Goyim. So it's the Groskite of the Goyim, who are they already? Ki'ilu Sa'atzilam, who are they already? Oh, but the Pshat is the whole Pagam of the Meraglim was that they came into Israel and they saw Goyim. They went in there seeing Kilu, that door is Goyim. And who are Bedus, they're Goyim. And they came and they were like impressed with they were scared. They saw a Gedula in Goyim, big, Azim here, and a big thing. We have a schoolie sticker Chibba with that Kodesh Baruch. We have a schoolie sticker Zachar Kodesh Baruch. What are you looking at muscles for? What are you looking at height for? We have a skulli sticker chim with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are completely kosher to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shlach Lecha was where the pagam of Shlach Lecha is, where they failed to see. They failed to see that when you're with the Rabban Shalom, Olei Na'ale, Kinuch Allah, the Rabban Shalom is taking us up there. We connect to the Rabban Shalom. And the Yid, how does the Yid have to use his skulla that he has, that he's special? Not to be scared of the goyim, not to be scared of overwhelming odds, not to be scared of the Yitzhahara, not to be scared whenever the Yitzhahara comes, you say, Yitzhahara is high, Yitzhahara always is overwhelming. Oh, but we have a school east kazakh that's beyond everything. Beyond Cheta Egel and beyond everything. It's a school east kakoyach, and that school east kakoyach doesn't measure not in muscles and not in Giboyrim and in giants and all the others. It's not Teufus Mokan Bechlal. That was the pegam of the miracle. Koyrach is faked when you use the Maila and you say Kulam Kadoshim, we will halik. That's like you hear kilu, a lot of friars say, you know, yeah, and Yodiba Lev, Kulam Kadoshim, what's the difference? You know, like Kulam Kadoshim. In other words, you've heard that every Eid is halik. Shoyim, so now I can do what I want. I can fight with Moshe Rabbeinu, I can fight with the Tzadik Adar. Kulam Kadoshim, everybody's halik. Shlach Lecha and Koyrach are using it in the wrong way. In other words, when it comes to looking at the goyim, then taki you have to feel a kulam kadoshim. They should have used that feeling of kulam kadoshim against the goyim. The Klal Yisrael doesn't have to be scared of giants. Klal Yisrael doesn't have to be scared of anything. Close. They use it in the wrong place. They should have felt Olay Nalala Kulam Kadoshim. They should have seen the Mal of Yisrael and the Parsha Shlach Lecha. But then they didn't use it. Instead, they used it Tzvishin Yidin, between Yidin, to make a machloikas. We're all hailing. You know, a lot of people, everything's Nishim Shemayim. We mean Kedusha. You make a machloikas. You mean tear Klal Yisrael in half. You know, this is Mamish Mila Shem Elai. This is Mamish L'Shem Shemayim. You know, like the Kotzke said, "V'chol masecha, you l'shem shemayim, kol masecha comes to be marba, kol comes to be marba." What's v'chol masecha l'shem shemayim comes to be marba? Then you must make sure that even l'shem shemayim must be l'shem shemayim. In other words, sometimes people, yeah, we're all heilig. That's koyrach. Kemachna machlokes kegen the tzadikei ador. You know, everyone's heilig. So everyone's automatically means l'shem shemayim. That's misusing it. You've got to use the Hilkat, the Klal Yisrael, when it comes to the Yitzhahara, comes to the Goyim. There you've got to use that we have Koyach and we have everything. Not Tzvishin Yidin. So this is a big bureau over here. Chukas and Bolak is another set. And they go together, the Parashas Chukas and Bolak. What's the vort? The vort is that Parashas Chukas is the Torah where you see the Maila of Klal Yisrael. You see the Mordek and Maila of Klal Yisrael. In other words, what's the whole chok? How does Parshas Chukas begin? Shemaita the goyim. Fi shesotan v'umes ha'olam moinen es Yisrael. Ma mitzvah zois? Ma tam yesh ba? Ma mafchir lecha? What do you care? We have a chok. Fashleis te yof, fashleis te nish. What are they moinen es Yisrael? What do they care? What's tzipta? What's pinching them over here? What's disturbing them over here? The chok ha'paraduma. We ask, what's your chukim? We're not interested in you. You don't be interested in us, and you don't be interested in them. As a chasna, whatever, chasna of a Talmud, and the missionaries outside. So in the middle of the chasna, they pull me out, they speak with the bochur. Hashem, Ramesh, missionaries, Ramesh, these people, Bizman Bezdin, you should go and kill them. So I went out and I said, listen, I said they came from it. I said, I don't ask you, I couldn't care less what your religion is. You don't care less what our religion. You know, what's Mama Fair, what are you coming with tightness for? You know, what are you coming for? You go back to Italy, you stay with you and whatever we think it's Narishkeit, but you stay with yours and we stay with ours and finish. Ma tiachasut bichlal. Don't be mitiachas to us, he won't be mitiachas to you. And finish. Same thing with you. Sort of moinen es Yisrael. Machpat lecha. So we have a chok paradoma. You think we're doing things without time? Machpat lecha. The vort over here is that this chok is a chok that's moitzi the neshamas of the goyim. Why? Because it's a chok. It's a chok of paradoma. What's a chok of paradoma? Chok of paradoma is a mamish what we discussed. Is this chibo? Is this school yistika koyach that Klal Yisrael has? The school yistika connection that Klal Yisrael has? Just like at the beginning of Amidbar, even after the Egel, there's a school in the Kazakh that even the Chet HaEgel doesn't take away that Kedusha. The Yidin have Kedusha, and Yidin are Tzigebin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with the Chet HaEgel. And that's the Hizgalus over here, because we know that the Paraduma is in Chabba Thomas Meis. Thomas Meis, Abhi Pinimis HaTorah, talks about Yiridus. like it says, Raglea Yerud is Mavest, right? In other words, a Yerida means Mavest, means Mavest. So even when the Yidin have all the Yeridas, it's still a Tahara. Whole Chokaparadum is that even when the Yidin have all the Yeridas, Raglea Yerud is Mavest, Tumas Amaze, they still have a Tahara. There's a school used to get koyach that they can slev a Tahara. That's the Chok. Does it have a Havana? Halolo v'halolo, halolo v'davoy d'zara, halolo v'davoy d'zara. That's the Chok. That's the Chok. And maybe therefore, where do you take the paraduma? The paraduma is a mighty gezach. Hare calls man eden on the bismigdosh fine and boil with serving Hashem. There's a hezba why Rabban Shalom does our rotzen. But when it's out of the bismigdosh and when they go out, they have a yerida. Vizeis to the godless of a yid. Lachoyer lechasu shalom. We ugehakt. We cut off. We severed. So maybe there they took the paraduma. It's called chatvasi. It's called the korban. It's also b'hanol like kachim. She says God didn't know kachim. Oh, but they didn't bring up in the Beis HaMikdash. A Yid is a Korban even if he's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Where did they bring it up? In Har HaZeisim. Medrash says in Parashat Tzaveh, Lama Nimshim B'nei Yisrael L'Zayis. Because Zayis, I'm old, I'm Kretchen Abyssal. You know, like in Klal Yisrael, sometimes, Panchalan has been Tzorah, sometimes Klal Yisrael, Eino Yisrael, 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 you have to quetch them, but then you get then it's nizgale that the Shem and Zay zoch because it's lamor. Then it's nizgale that the Eden inside is zoch. That's harazesim. That's why it's called harazesim. Is called har mishcha. Mishcha is lamoshcha legdula. Moshcha gedula is like a mashicha anointing. It's an anointing. It's a malchus tikazach. So the paraduma was done not in the base of English, was done in harazesim. Harazesim, Hara Mishcha, to show the godless of the Yid. Even the Yid goes all the way down, but Dafim not kvetchen, and you'll see the godless of the Yid. Same thing, and that's the whole Paraduma, right? The whole Ramesha Hadarshim, last week's parasha, Tova Ima, Tekaneach Tzayis Beno, the whole thing is Ashaloyo Lele Oil, and they were perp, Ol Malchus Shemayim, Sachain, Ein Grace Eloshin Hora, about Klali Shol, the whole Choka Paraduma, but there's a Tahara. Oh, there's a Tahara. In the worst Matzovim, there's a Tahara. Why is the Tahara? Chok. That's the Chok. And I understand already, with the Goyim Hamtainas. When they do something wrong, as they get destroyed, they've got no hope. The Banshalom Ke'es Akola B'chol HaGoyim, says the Heilige Navi Yirmiyah. Es Akola B'chol HaGoyim, Banshalom is going to destroy the Goyim, that they think. Why are you destroying them? Was then Klal Yisrael Besa? They also made the Chet HaEgel. We have Avodah Zarah. Halala, halala, have the Avodah Zarah. Chavad they've got a time on the Chok. Why don't we go a tie in the chok? That's why the sultan almost oiling. My tam. It's not fair, kilo. Not fair. So the bunch learning gezeira imel fana. The b'shtes is nisht. So it's a schoolies to gezach. It's a chibur that the bunch learning has to klal Yisrael. It's a schoolies to gechibur that the bunch learning has to klal Yisrael. That's the agdama. That's the whole sort of pashas chukas. Who's megaladis? Schoolies to gechibur that the bunch learning has to klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKoyin, that was the whole Zach of Aaron HaKoyin. That was the whole vort of Aaron HaKoyin. We've discussed before already. Coming back to Parshas Tetzaveh again, which is Megala, that when you give a kvetch, and you'll see the Shem Azai Zoch of Eid. What's Vata Tetzaveh? The menorah that avoided the Beis HaMikdash. And what does it say at the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh? What sees a big day Kodesh la'aron achicha, l'chovet ul sefores. What's the title l'chovet ul sefores? When you saw Aaron HaKoyin, you saw the covet. Saw Aaron HaKoyin, you saw the Kovod of Klal Yisrael. Kovod of the Sephoras. What was the Kovod of the Sephoras? The Big Day Kohuna. What was on top of the Big Day Kohuna? Choshen the Evoi, the Shvatim, Klal Yisrael. You looked at Aaron HaKoyin, you saw the Kovod of Klal Yisrael. Kovod of Klal Yisrael. You saw the Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ayyam. The whole Kohuna was of Sadadadadah Skuli. Harry, you saw Korach came with all the logical arguments that he wants to be a Kohen. What was the answer to that? And said, "This boy can be yodei. Kadosh Baruch has gvulos. Boy can be yodei. This is the Rabban Shalom Zachen. You want to ask the Rabban Shalom Zachen? B'shteis the Gonish. Do you understand Bria Soilam? No. Says Moshe, Bria Yibra Hashem. It means to b'shteis alles. Bria Soilam also. Like the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to delve into too much." Mishnah Chagiga, you know, not to delve into too much into what went on before Bria Soilom and the Maisa Merkova and the Maisa Bereshis, these are all Hecher Zachem. Don't mix into it. Kohuna shows on the Maila Skuli of Klal Yisrael. Mishtach Nishtarayin in there. Mishtach Nishtarayin. That was the Pagam of Koirach. You're mixing into things as Mefashteit Nish. Vus Vashteit Menisht? The school of Klal Yisrael. How is it Nisbara, the whole Korach? With Ketores. What's Ketores? Chelbana. What's Chelbana? Risha Yisrael. How Risha Yisrael can give a good time? It's a chok. It's a chok. Nisbara in the Kodesh Kodeshim on Yom Kippur. Oh, Ketores. Oh, it's a chok. Ketores is a chok. Verstehstenish. You know, when the whole Ketores, the whole Bechal, the whole Ketores, we don't understand. So Korach was trying to say, Kahuna Zazazach. Kahuna represents Ruchi Baschem Nefnei Al-Mokha. And that's why when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, they saw the coin in Bamidosam. And then they understood the Chog. They saw the Big Day Kodesh, the Aron HaChicha, the Chovet of the Sepharis. They saw the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara Endo Chagiga, that's Ruchi Baschem Nefnei Al-Mokha. The whole Beis HaMikdash, Be'etzem, is giving one big sod. One big sod. And that's the sod of Rebbein Shlom's Chibah. And that's why the Goyim, Rashi Mezoz HaBrocha, that we always quote on Zvulun, when the Goyim came to the Beis HaMikdash, they were all misguided. Because they realized there's a sod over here of Klal Yisrael. We don't understand. There's a sod in Klal Yisrael. Ask most Geirim, right? Well, how does a Geir become a Geir? What are the Chachamim telling him? What are you, Meshuga? Going to become Yid? Meshuga? We're a battered nation. All these Doiris, Tzoros, Nach Crusaders, Nach Inquisitions, the Holocaust, Wuspis, the Gansen, the Drake. What are you coming to be a Yid? Why is that hachana? That's not nice. It's coming to be a Yid. Welcome. The Teretz is, before you come into Klal Yisrael, you have to know that you're coming to a sod. You're coming to a chok. You're coming to a zach that you don't understand. So first they give them the whole havon and asoga why not to become a Yid, and then they can become a Yid. First, with logic, they say don't become a Yid, and if you persist, then you can come into the sod of Klal Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash was Megala that sod. So when the Goyim came to the Beis HaMikdash, they were Megala that sod. And they saw there's a koyach skuli of being a Yid, and they all wanted to become a Yid. That's kahuna. That's why there was Anana Kovod. Anana Kovod was a Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umus Oilam. Why was it called Anana Kovod? It's a big Kovod. Havdalah of Klal Yisrael and Umus Oilam, that's the Kovod. That's a Moedika Kovod. Who's Anana Kovod B'schus? B'schus Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin is Megala the side of Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael of Etzem Muvdal. That's why when's Aaron HaKoyin's Yotzayt? Shchedesh Av. Shverest the Zeit. How can Chodesh Av be called an Av? I mean, it's the Shav, Hatata Tidus the Akind. The man of Chom Beis HaMikdash, that month should be called Av. No Havana. Havana, no Havana. Skuli. It's a skula. It's a chok. It's a zachmas mefashtetisht. Aaron HaKoyin was the one who was Megala, the side of Klal Yisrael. The side of Klal Yisrael, even when there's no Havana in Hasoga. Chiba that Rebbein Shalom has to Klal Yisrael b'li shum havana basoga, that choik, that's what Kahuna was Megala, and that's what Big Day Kahuna was Megala, and that's what the Anana Kovod was Megala. Well, it's a Kovod, it's a separation, it's a complete Avdala between Klal Yisrael and Amos Oil, and therefore Pashas Chukas Aaron HaKoyin was Nifta. It was Nifta, the Anana Kovod went away, and the Anana Kovod went away Vayishma Knani, Saps Knani. Shati, the Yidin were Mesiach Das. They lost them as they were Mesiach Das from that Moedah Kamala. Aaron HaKoyin's clothes were taken off, right? Hafshet is Aaron there. Take his clothes off. The Aaron taking off his clothes, there's a Hafsoka in that feeling of the Koyach Haskuli of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they succumbed to Ke'ilu. Before that, Canaan's not an option, Bechlari. Canaan comes from Chom. They're the lowest of the lowest. Bechlari, we don't deal with them. Hare Melchom, you have to have two sides. When there's an anakovah, there's no tzad bechlal. To have any shaykhs with Kanani. But the Messiah Das from that Koyach Skuli, the Messiah Das from the Chovod of the Sepharis of Klal Yisrael, and Anan HaKovah, it went away. It was shaykh of Yishma Kanani, Vayova Vayilochim, he should come to wage war. So what's Pashas Chukas? Pashas Chukas is Megala, the Yesod, the Yesod of Klal Yisrael, that even when they fall very low, even when it's a Bechinos Tzoyas Beno, nevertheless, there's a koyach skuli, and that's a chok, and that disturbs the Umas Oilam. And that's why the Satan and the Umas Oilam are moining in Yisrael for because of that. So Pashas Chukas that teach us, however low the Yid is, Yid has to still know that he's very, very high. And that's a skuli you don't understand, and that's a chok. Pashas Bolak is the flip side, is the other side of it. Pashas Bolak shows, however high the goy is, just like Chukas shows, however low the Yid is, he's still the highest. Pashas Bolak is Megala, however high the Goy is, he's still the lowest. Parshas Balak is a ma'asef of all the hecher goyim. Balak, hecher goyim, makrif korbanos l'Hashem. In this week's parasha, is makrif korbanos l'Hashem. Heliger of Tzadik, who we started learning this week, Benji's coming soon, finishing it up. Bilam was a novi. Bilam was zelu mazev. Moshe Rabbeinu, the hechste goyim. What's in this gala from the whole thing? He's not even showed it on his own animal, like the Gemara Avodah Zarah says. Bilam, the big novi, the hechste zach, he was baal asoinoi. Right, he had znus with his donkey. There's something lower than that. As high as they go, as high as they are, the lower they are, the lowest. Peldik zach. That's the flip side. Klal Yisrael, even when they're very low, the emes ba'oimik, they're very high. And Bilam and Balak, however high they are, ba'oimik, they're very low. And that's the end of the parasha. Benois Moyov, Chmein. Right? Eitzah fin azah gehoi bin a mensch. Azah eitzah, azah gewaltige eitzah fin azah gehoi bin a mensch. Be mafki your daughters. Pshhh, that's mamish fin a novi. Mamish fin a novi. Azah sort novi. Azah ponem azah nevu gya. That's Bilam. And that's Balak. And that's Sonic says a peldik azach. Vayah Balak bin Tziba iskod asha osa iskod az Yisrael en Moiri. And Moiri was Sichon. Sichon melech en Moiri. Sichon and Oig were two brothers. And they were rescued from the marble. They were there in the marble. They didn't die. It says Rav Tzadik, they didn't die. Not pshat stam. They hanged onto the. More people could have hanged on the marble. The table was big enough to hold more people. Pshat is they weren't nichshal in the avoinus of the Dera marble. That's how they were saved. They were big. They were giants. Meaning they in ruchnius. Rather they were moedikam adregas. They were keilu tzadikim gemurim on that level. Keilu they were ugihitin from all the pogromim of the Dera marble. Oh, but they were still goyim. Balak was also very hecherzach. Right, he had the neshama of Rus inside him. That was, he had a lot inside him. Right, he was a hecher zach, makriv korbanos, and it says he saw v'chisos ein aretz v'leyuch liris es ha'aretz ha'aretz. As Tzadik says, es ha'aretz is olam haba, which is called ha'aretz. He was talking about big hasogas over here. Pashas Balak is talking about big hasogas, and when he saw, so he held that he's on par. He held sachilik. He's very high. If Klal Yisrael is very high, ich bin euch do. He's also very high. Bilam's very high. They're all very high. No one's a terrorist. Oh, it's a school of dikazach. Mr. Verna Yid, Mr. Hoich. You want to become a Yid, you're high. You want to stay a goy, you can be as high as you want, but etzem you're low. It's a school of dikazach. That's the chok. That's the relation. Chukas and Balak. Yeah, that's a chok. Finished. They thought that they're so high, so why should they be different than Yisrael? The Torah says, become a ger, then you'll understand. Come to the Bais HaMikdash, Mr. Shem. Come to... When Bilam Taka came, and he Taka saw Klal Yisrael, let him go and mention. There's a school, he says, Thomas Nafshi, Moisi Shorim. He understands the school, it doesn't make sense. It's a school of the Gazach. And that's the whole birur of Chukas and Balak. It's the same chok. Balak is part of the same chok. It's all the big nevuas of Bilam, hecher asogas. What's the soif? Eitzes of Bnei Smoev. And why did he want to make the eitzes of Bnei Smoev? To mix Klal Yisrael Lagoyim, to be oike that koyach skuli. That it shouldn't be. The Yidin should marry into Moev, the children are goyim. And shoyim, you've destroyed the koyach skuli. The point is, there was a Pinchas there. Ben Elozar, Ben Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin stands for the Koyach Skuli of Klal Yisrael. He's not going to let that go by. And he was Megala, the Koyach Skuli of a Yid, and that's the Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh that every Yid has. Pinchas showed the Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh, that in every Yid there's a Koyach of Mesiris Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has Avon and Hasoga. No, these assimilated Yid who gave their lives up on Kiddush Hashem and the Holocaust and all these other times, there's Avon and Hasoga today. No, that's part of the Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. Pinchas is the Koyin who represented that Koyach Skuli that Klal Yisrael's got, that they're inseparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he went ahead and he was Moisa Nefesh. So that, those are the parashas of Chukas and Malak. This must be Benji now, so we're starting to finish. Where did the key start? So it's like we gave these parashas coming to the 3 weeks. Laying these parashas. Kum da'af. Ob a'arna koi metru megala zayn. It's in the bad times. Like the Helga Koshin Tzimagit said, kol reit fe'a o hisiguhu o bein ha-mitzorim, kol reit fe'a, kol reit if yud kei, reit fe'a, hidden, it's the school is the good side. Al-pi tevach, man, it's a terrible time. Al-pi kilu, al-pi pshat. But we're here now, we're going to a skuli. And dafke, in these low times, when the chibos and monon after the egel, it's his mitzrayim, dafke in the low times, that's the magala, and then it's misgala in the skula of Klal Yisrael. And we're in Zerich, and it's Hashem, to bring in the base of the shein, and we're in the base of the shein, and we're in the base of the shein, and we're in the base of the shein,